90 years ago, the world was in the depths of the Great Depression. In 1934, the average U.S. income was $1,600, but 25% of adults were out of work with no income. A typical new car cost $635 and a new house averaged $6,000, but very few could afford either. A gallon of milk was 45 cents, and a gallon of gas was 10 cents, if you could get them. It was not the best of times. And it may have been the worst of times to start a new theological accrediting agency. But 90 years ago in June 1934, the ATS Commission on Accrediting began, authorized by 59 seminary leaders from 35 theological schools meeting in Rochester, New York. The commission's mandate was to establish some plan for the accrediting of theological seminaries, ATS Bulletin 9, 1934, page 6, something that had never been done before in the history of theological education. Within 2 years, that five-member commission did just that. They published the first-ever standards for theological schools in 1936, only one page long, with a 50-page set of 18 schedules to be completed by any school that believed it met those 9 standards. During the next 2 years, the now 10 commissioners reviewed 61 applications, visited 53 schools, and granted accreditation to 46 charter members of the ATS Commission on Accrediting in 1938. They also published a 52-page first report of the Commission on Accrediting in 1938. It described in some detail their first 4 years of work, and it summarized the state of theological education in North America using almost every major category still used in the ATS annual data tables, Bulletin 12, 1938. No wonder ATS reported in June 1938 that the biennium which this meeting closes may in time be regarded as one of the most momentous in the history of theological education on this continent, Bulletin 13, 1938, page 41. Since its birth in 1934, the ATS Commission on Accrediting has wrestled with some of the most difficult issues affecting theological education, from the Great Depression to the Great Recession, from civil rights in the U.S. to indigenous rights in Canada, from a world war and a global pandemic to controversies about institutional governance and governmental interference. For 90 years, the Commission has sought to take the longer view, to quote Lewis Sherrill in his 1940 biennial address as ATS president, who also played a key role in drafting the first standards of accreditation. Those 4 words, take the longer view, were his encouragement to the 75 ATS schools gathered in Lexington that year, when the dark clouds of a Second World War cast the same shadow as the First World War in 1918 when ATS began. To celebrate the Commission's 90th anniversary, I have written Taking the Longer View, a history of the ATS Commission on Accrediting, 1934-2024. A pre-publication digital draft will be available in time for the 2024 ATS/Commission on Accrediting biennial meeting. The 150-page history is based on a review of some 20,000 pages of materials, including ATS bulletins, commission minutes, executive committee minutes, and key books and articles about accreditation and theological education. This year seems timely for a history of the ATS Commission on Accrediting. It is not only the Commission's 90th anniversary, but also the 90th anniversary of the study that birthed it, William Brown and Mark May's massive, 4-volume Theological Education in America. Their 1934 work analyzed 176 theological schools in the U.S. and Canada, as well as census responses from more than 67,000 Protestant ministers. It was their work, funded by John D. Rockefeller, Jr., that led directly to the association's decision to authorize a commission on accrediting in 1934 to create standards to improve theological education and ministerial preparation in North America. The ATS Commission on Accrediting has spent the last 90 years finding ways to keep improving theological education through the key values of community, accountability, and flexibility, values reflected in its ever-changing standards of accreditation. During the last 9 decades, the original 9 standards have experienced multiple modest revisions, at least 3 major revisions, and 3 wholesale redevelopments. The current standards are the latest wholesale redevelopment from 2020. They will be reviewed at the 2024 ATS/Commission on Accrediting biennial meeting in Atlanta, seeking input from the membership on how these standards can continue to help schools achieve their missions with challenges they may face. Whatever the next 90 years hold, the 260-plus member schools that constitute the ATS Commission on Accrediting will continue to take the longer view. After all, theological schools deal with eternal issues, and you can't get a longer view than that. 5 things you may not know about the ATS Commission on Accrediting. 1. Did you know that the ATS Commission once considered offering a doctoral degree, with ATS itself as the degree-granting entity? Read that story in Chapter 3 of Taking the Longer View, A History of the ATS Commission on Accrediting, 1934-2024. 2. Did you know that the very first probation the ATS Commission imposed was on a stellar school that was struggling with civil rights issues? Read that story in Chapter 4. 3. Did you know that one well-known school caused more controversy for the Commission than any other in its 90-year history, with a special evening session at a biennial meeting that produced 7 pages of debate in the minutes? Read that story in Chapter 5. 4. Did you know that one proposed standard led to a formal protest at a biennial meeting? Read that story in Chapter 8. 5. Did you know that among the 3 major revisions and 3 wholesale redevelopments of the standards, only one had no amendments from the membership during the vote at the biennial meeting? Read that story in Chapter 9.